Had that discussion about Yankee tickets, secondary market going crazy. Don't forget, we're giving away Yankees Game 3 World Series tickets against the Dodgers.
You could send your kids to college.
Yeah, we're giving them away tomorrow on this show, and then on BT and Sal, and then Evan and Tiki.
So, is there a way to control whether or not those tickets are being used or sold, Al?
I'm not sure how they do it. Sometimes they do it that, you know, you get the tickets right before the game and you have to have your ID. I don't know how they, I'm not exactly sure, but I know they have tried that in the past not to have them be sold.
Yeah, hold on for that. Mark in Old Wicker, New Jersey. Mark, what's happening?
How we doing, gentlemen?
All right, what's going on?
I'm in quite a little bit of a pickle here. I'm a season ticket holder. And I opted for the postseason package. I have two tickets to games 5. And every morning I wake up, I check, and they keep going up in price. The problem is I'm newly engaged, and I just found out about a month ago I got my first kid on the way.
Oh, congratulations. Nice. How much can you get for your tickets?
The tickets are up to $21.50 a piece. I have two of them. I have, of course, I bought the season pack for my new fiance as a birthday gift every year. Really a gift for me, but we've been going for 2 years now, and I'd love to take her to see, especially if the series is 3-1 at that point. I'd love to see the confetti drop, but I keep thinking my parents are going to tell me to sell the tickets, but all they do is send me old Halloween costumes when I was like 7 years old as me dressed up as Darren Sears.
Mark, how much were they face value?
I got like the 3-game package was like $850, so it broke down to like $200 a piece, something like that.
For the World Series?
Well, I got ALDS, ALCS, and World Series, two tickets each.
Okay.
Like $850, yeah.
Yeah, I see. I think that if you waited even a little longer, like if that, if yeah. they come back and then
they're 2-0, they're up 2-0.
Well,
Yankees are up 2-0. So this is game 5, right?
Yeah. So
there's a good chance that game 5 would be the clinching game.
It could be. But if it's tied 2-2, that's a huge game.
Don't sell them now. I would wait.
Yeah, wait. I would.
You got to wait.
I would definitely wait. Now, the only way you get screwed.
I hate to miss seeing the confetti drop, though, or just see a Judge home run in game 5 of the World Series. You know,
you and your fiance stay at home and get hammered and go to Pound Town.
You know, my cousin said that same thing. So call her when I need a ride.
Very good, Mark. Well,
I have one more thing, Boomer. I met your aunt once. We're a big Newfoundland family, and we got to meet her because she had Newfoundlands as well, correct?
Yeah, my Aunt Louise. She was the president of the Newfoundland Club of America for many, many years, and she had probably at least, I think at the height, probably at least 15 of those bad babies, and they were breeding them.
Yeah,
and beautiful dogs.
My mom bred them as well. We had like 8 of them when I was growing up. Great
there
dogs.
You go. Beautiful
all right,
dogs.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. See, there's Mark.
How do you suppose he knew that was your aunt?
Because it was my Aunt Louise Esiason. Last name.
Pretty good hint.
Yes. Wasn't like Aunt Louise, you know, Dukes.
she was lefty.
In more ways than you know.
All right. I mean, she was on my side.
Yes. I think I didn't get that.
She and my uncle were on your side, Eddie. Yes. Beautiful people, though. The most gracious and kindest people that I could ever imagine.
How's that possible?
Life.
I thought we were all devils.
Nah, it was my father's brother, and it was just great memories. Going up to Granville, New York. He was a teacher at East Northport High School.
East Horport?
East Northport High School.
Oh.
And left and moved up to Granville, New York, man, which is in the middle of nowhere, right on the border of New York and Vermont.
Isn't that where when you came back with the horse or something?
Yes. Pony. Not the horse, the pony. In the back of a Fury 3 where my dad took the back seat out. And we had the pony in the back of that thing.
Yeah, one of the great pictures of you is the height of your career. I think you're wearing your jersey without pads on with two Newfoundlands in your backyard. That's like a card.
Yes, it is. They made it one of those. I forget who was the company that did that, but they did a series of cards of us doing other things and just playing football.
Yeah, that is an all-timer, that picture.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Talking about the ticket prices for the World Series. Well, talking about the series itself, here's one Anthony Rizzo. He knows a thing or two about pretty good World Series when you think about the Cubs and the Indians from several years ago now. Well, he thinks the comparisons, this could be up there.
That World Series was arguably one of the best World Series, I would say, ever, right? And then now I get to be in another, arguably one, could be what shape out to be one of the best World Series ever as well.
And we know Garrett Cole will get the start for the Yankees and Jack Flaherty for the Dodgers. Game one finally will be tomorrow night. Mets President of Baseball Operations David Stearns with the media Wednesday. Here he is talking about his first baseman, Pete Alonso.
He's a great Met. I hope we have him back. I think we both understand this is a process, and everyone's got their own interests. And Pete deserves to go out into the free agent market and see what's out there and then ultimately make the best choice for him and his family.
So it doesn't seem like anything's going to get done anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, it mirrors the Saquon Barkley situation and the fact that there is a price that they will bring him back for.
Yeah.
But they're also not afraid to let him go. And if he gets more, he gets more, they'll be fine.
Yep.
But, I mean, they like Pete, but they like Pete for a number of years and whatever the money is. And once you go beyond that, then see ya. He's not one of those guys you're going to prioritize.
Sounds like it, no doubt. Off the beaten path a little bit, but because we were just talking about animals and dogs, and we had a caller call in. This is caller Vance from the Paul Feinbaum Show. He was from Georgia. He had an interesting character. Just let it play out, if you will.
Well, I watched, what's his name? Stephen A. Smith. He wants to keep crowing that Deion Sanders should be up for Coach of the Year. Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Hey, Vance, exactly who is there?
My damn cat.
Oh, okay.
So when you isolate it.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Yeah. I mean, the cat answered back like, "You shut up."
That was great,
Jerry. You know what that's like.
I do. I have cats, of course. Yes. I got two of them, no doubt. He said this cat he took in, just found it in 2005.
Oh my!
And it's
God.
Still doing well. 19 years old, so
jeez,
pretty good.
And he's talking to it like that.
Like they're
Will
married.
You shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, that's my wife, actually?
That would be funny. He did not say that, though. Anyhow, week 8 in the NFL tonight. You got the Rams and the Vikings in Los Angeles. On Sunday, the Jets are in New England.
By the way, who do you guys like tonight?
Like the Vikings.
Four? The Vikings by four?
No, it's like 2.5, I think.
2.5.
Yeah, and it's there in L.A., so that's why. I don't know, man. Like, the fact that Cooper Kupp's coming back, I don't like that. If you look at Matthew Stafford's win percentage with Cooper Kupp and without him, it's stark. So I'm worried about the game. Very much worried.
You should be. I mean, you know, it's not who you play. It's when you play them.
Mm. Well, speaking of being worried about a game, so today, Patrick Mahomes Sr. begins his 10-day jail sentence for DWI. Remember that happened around Super Bowl time? So I guess the audio of the arrest was released. So here he was talking to the police officer before he was officially arrested.
Mr. Mooney.
Yes, sir.
Can I say one thing?
You may.
Mm. My son is getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, okay?
Yes,
No, just listen to me.
Uh-huh.
I am not drunk. I promise you.
Okay.
I've had some drinks.
Uh-huh.
But he can't have this right now.
He says bad timing.
Listen. This can't happen.
Who's your son?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
And he can't have that right now. I mean, I don't care what. I mean, I could have somebody come get me and take me home.
Uh-huh.
But this right now is not the right time for that.
Hmm. And then here he's saying, not drunk, but boy, I did drink.
I've had a couple of drinks. Uh-huh. Yes, I have.
Yes, sir.
But I am not drunk. Okay.
Okay,
I mean, I would probably blow over the legal limit.
Okay.
Okay.
But, dude, seriously.
I'm sorry. Probably don't want to say that.
I was laughing at Jerry's face. I wasn't laughing at the situation, but
not the best thing to say.
I would probably fail the sobriety test.
Yeah. So that was interesting. So 10 days he starts today.
So arrest me for DUI next month. Because tonight is not the night to do it.
Well, it certainly didn't affect Patrick in the Super Bowl. That's for sure.
No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. And we were there to see the end of it.
Yes, we were. Well,
I thought you guys left.
No.
Didn't you guys leave early?
No.
No, sir.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you did, and I thought you were running to try.
Oh, we were running.
No,
yeah.
No. They did leave early.
Just sprinting.
I got them tickets, got them everything they needed, and they left early.
Yeah, but was it like at the 2-minute warning early?
No, it was as soon as we saw the touchdown, it was like, all right,
it was over.
Yeah, we got out of there. We didn't see the celebration.
We had to get back.
Yeah,
we were running.
I'm not buying this. I don't remember.
This is the Al anxiousness.
No, I wasn't.
You know.
Oh, you weren't?
No, I had to go home for a run.
Who was that other guy?
Who was the other guy?
I was the other guy. You know what I would say? They probably didn't even go. They probably sold their tickets.
No,
they made up this whole story.
We talked about it.
We thought about it for sure, 100%.
Trying to take care of these guys, and this is how they knife you and shiv you in the back.
Oh, it was nice. It was awesome.
It was great.
But then we also figured that you might be able to see if we were seats or not.
So we didn't have the guts.
Well, you needed a telescope to find us.
So this was a conversation.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, God, yeah. You kidding me? Without a doubt. We didn't do it. Did the right thing.
Because stay till the end.
Yep. You know, especially because all that great pregame stuff we did, although we did not have a good time, Al. We did not enjoy ourselves at those pregame parties at all.
That was not a tailgate. That was a real party that was professionally put on.
Actually,
they called it a tailgate.
Most enjoyable part of the trip for Al was the flight out.
Actually, no, because we got to the plane later than everybody else. We were stuck on that couch together. Me and Al were basically rubbing knees the entire time.
No, I think he means out to Vegas.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was his.
Until you ruined it by telling him he had a
tip. Right. That I had a tip, the person giving me many drinks. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, I'd never seen Al so happy and gregarious as on that flight.
Yeah, and all those free drinks and free food and free flight.
Yes.
Give the woman a tip.
That was awesome. And we did.
You know, I mean, you don't have to give her, like, you know, just give her a nice tip and say thank you.
And we did. But we had no idea that was a working person.
She's a working, just like the pilots are working people.
We didn't tip them.
No, they make a lot more money. She does, of course.
And then on the way back, because of that discussion, everybody was just throwing money in, making sure that the same thing didn't happen. She was walking around with a collection plate. Thank you.
You know, there was nothing worse. I heard change hit that collection plate. Al, I think, put quarters in there.
Still currency.
Yes, it is. The Nets lost to the Hawks last night by 4, and you've got the ticker tape parade for the Liberty later this morning.